This is Bevan, and this is A Coffee with God. It's a daily devotion, or we like to look at it as a daily activation of our faith. We want to journey through the scriptures with the sole pursuit of you and I growing in our loving union with Jesus. A daily rhythm is vital in order to grow in that relationship. I'm going to ask you to check out our website, www.co-church.org, because on there you're going to find other content. There's blogs, there's video messages, and also it's a way for you to get in touch with us. We would love to hear from you. So please check that out and let's listen to today's devotion. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. There is no better way to start the day than to know through Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation for those of us who trust in Him. This is Romans chapter 8, the very first verse. And we spoke about Romans chapter 7 yesterday, obviously, talking about the life under the law or life under the grace of God. And I love because in Romans chapter 7, Paul really exposes some of his weaknesses, his vulnerabilities, and gets honest with us, sharing of how, no doubt, he's made mistakes. And I love that straight away into Romans chapter 8, we have this declarative truth over those of us who would follow Jesus, that there is no condemnation. But hear this, understand that the tense, the time tense that Paul is speaking about is present. It's a present tense statement. Yes, this would have been written a time ago, but I love how we can read it, that therefore there is now no condemnation. Right now, and I'm going to say that a few times because I'm going to get it into your mind, that right now. So even if 5 minutes ago you made a mistake, your humanity surfaced, when we come back into that place of being conscious, fully aware of who Jesus is, what he has done for us, and our trust and abiding in that, the Word of God tells us that therefore now there is no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. You know, that strong word, condemnation, it's a heavy weight. It's a burden upon our shoulders. It's this underlying gut feeling that we can have. To be condemned, it speaks of being judged. It speaks of being separated out or removed. But in Christ, the opposite occurs. We are brought close. We are adopted. We are brought into this intimacy. And there is no judgment upon us, because the judgment befell Jesus. The judgment rested upon him at the cross, and through him we have the freedom of righteousness, a righteousness that comes by Christ through our faith and trust in him. And I want you to trust there is no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for freedom. We thank you for the removal of shame and guilt, for that weight of condemnation to be lifted, and for us to know that because of Jesus, our trust in the finished work, your Spirit is alive in us, and we are free, and we are righteous. And we walk in that today. In Jesus' name. Amen.